best deck boxes and card organizers for MTG, Yu-Gi-Oh! And TCGs 2026. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Choose the box around the deck you actually carry. A compact rigid case is useful for one active deck. The GameGenic Sidekick 100 Plus XL adds a textile finish and a removable magnetic cover. A multi-row organizer serves a collection, not the same job. Test your sleeve combination and token load instead of treating a capacity label as a guarantee. Whether you're protecting a single tournament deck or preserving a 1,000-card collection, the right deck box is invisible armor for your cards. A quality deck box keeps moisture out, cards flat, and sleeves crease-free, but it also says something about your collection's soul. MTG Commander decks demand different storage than Yu-Gi-Oh! Competitive builds, and collectors have different priorities than casual players. This guide cuts through the clutter of cardboard and leather cases to find the boxes that earn their shelf space. Tested for durability, sized for what you actually own, and priced honestly. From budget-friendly 5-packs to handcrafted wooden heirlooms, the market offers genuine variety. What matters is matching capacity to collection, protection level to card value, and portability to your play style. A $12.99 boulder might be the wisest purchase you make all season, while a 3,000-plus storage box with display windows elevates organization from chore to joy. What makes a great deck box? A useful deck box keeps the sleeved cards together without squeezing their edges or leaving them to slide around. Start with the actual deck, tokens, dividers, and spare sleeves you take out of the house. Choose a closure you can check at a glance and a case that fits your bag upright. Capacity is not a universal conversion between unsleeved, single-sleeved, and double-sleeved cards. Sleeve thickness, trapped air, and extra tokens all matter. Test the complete load before a trip. A box is also not a waterproof bag. Keep drinks separate and avoid damp or overheated storage. Compact deck boxes, 60 to 100 cards, choose a compact rigid box for one active deck. The ultimate guard boulder uses a two-part closure, not magnets. A nominal 100-card case is not a promise of spare room for dice, tokens, or every thick inner sleeve. The GameGenic Sidekick 100 Plus XL is the textile-finished alternative. Its structure is rigid, its lining is microfiber, and its magnetic cover comes off completely and clips underneath. Cards sit horizontally for access. GameGenic specifies 100 double-sleeved cards, including thicker inner sleeves, while warning that other sleeve brands affect capacity. Try the whole deck and token stack before closing it. If the lid pushes on the cards, the answer is more room, not more determination. Neither a magnetic lid nor a hard shell makes a case waterproof. Mid-range storage, 600 to 1800 cards. This is where personal collections live. A 1800-plus deck box like the M Lycro holds roughly 10 to 12 Commander decks, or a solid chunk of a casual collection. These boxes trade portability for capacity, and almost always include dividers and foam stoppers to separate decks and sets. The M Lycro card deck case stands out for its leather exterior, magnetic closure, and 10 removable dividers plus 3 foam stoppers. The waterproof lining protects cards from spills, and the overall aesthetic is closer to a premium briefcase than a toy box. It fits both single and double-sleeved cards, making it compatible with MTG, Yu-Gi-Oh! And sports cards without complaint. Gomerod's 1800-plus deck case is a value alternative with similar capacity and features, but uses more utilitarian materials. Both are designed to sit on a shelf or in a bag without stress, making them ideal for collectors who need organization but don't attend tournaments. The magnetic closures on both are strong enough that you won't accidentally pop the box open during transport. Large collection storage, 3,000-plus cards. When a single deck box becomes a collection box, you're entering the realm of showcase storage. These multi-row organizers often include display windows, multiple compartments, and dozens of dividers. The Gomerod 3200+ and Kabinka 5-row cases dominate this segment. Kabinka's 5-row case is striking because it pairs functionality with visual appeal. The removable acrylic display window lets you see what's inside. The carry handle makes moving your collection practical. And 48 dividers mean you can organize by set, color, or rarity without compromise. The included top loaders and stoppers are thoughtful touches. Gomerod's 4-row option also shines with 30 colorful dividers, 8-card supporters to prevent toppling, and a portable handle. Both cases hold 3,200 to 4,200 unsleeved cards, or 1,500 to 1,800 double-sleeved, which covers most casual and semi-competitive collections. These sit at $45, $65 typically, placing them as investment-grade storage, not impulse buys. Choose these if you're protecting hundreds of dollars worth of cardboard. Budget-friendly organizers, bulk storage. If you're drowning in 5,000-plus cards and need honest, no-frills storage, cardboard bulk boxes are your salvation. The Lazen 8-pack corrugated storage boxes hold 600 to 1,000 cards per box at a fraction of the cost of leather cases. These aren't exciting, they're designed to slide under a bed or into a closet, but they protect cards from dust and sunlight and accept dividers without complaint. These boxes come in vertical or horizontal configurations and often include basic dividers and labels, so you can organize by set or color. They're staples at local game stores for a reason. They're replaceable, stackable, and cheap enough that losing one doesn't sting. For collectors on a budget or players with massive casual collections that don't leave home, bulk storage is a pragmatic choice. Just keep them in a cool, dry place. Cardboard breathes, which means humidity fluctuations can happen faster than in sealed leather cases. Specialized storage, dividers, foam stoppers, and accessories. Even a great deck box performs better with the right supporting cast. Foam stoppers, sometimes called foam plugs, do surprisingly heavy lifting. They fill empty space inside a box, preventing cards from sliding during transport and keeping dividers from rattling. Many premium boxes include them. If yours don't, aftermarket packs are available at $5. 8. Removable dividers are the unsung heroes of collection organization. The best dividers are rigid plastic that slide smoothly and don't catch on card sleeves. Flexible fabric dividers exist but tend to bunch or trap sleeves. If your box came with flimsy dividers, consider swapping them for thicker ones. It's a modest expense, $10.15 for a pack of 12, that transforms usability. For large collection boxes, acrylic top loaders protect premium cards like graded Charizards or vintage rares. They slip inside any deck box and keep cards visible while sealed. Dice bags and token trays are nice-to-haves in larger organizers, but not essential unless you're mixing accessories with cards. MTG vs. Yu-Gi-Oh! Vs. Pokémon, what's different? Magic and Pokémon use standard size cards. Yu-Gi-Oh! Uses smaller cards. Buy sleeves for the actual game, then choose storage for the sleeved deck. A large standard size case can physically accept smaller cards, but unfilled space still needs a suitable divider or support. For Commander, plan around the complete 100-card deck plus any tokens you carry separately. For a Yu-Gi-Oh! Event, keep main, extra and side deck cards identifiable and separated. A Pokémon player needs a ready-to-play deck. A collector sorting sets has a different storage problem. Do not buy a collection-sized case just because its card count is bigger. There is no reliable rule that a box rated for 100 double-sleeved cards must hold a particular number of single-sleeved cards. Test the real load, leave space to lift it out, and keep the playable deck uniformly sleeved. Care and longevity. Keeping your boxes alive, a $30 deck box should earn its keep for 5-plus years if treated with basic respect. Leather boxes resist moisture best when kept out of direct sunlight and away from extreme heat. A humid closet beats a hot car trunk. Wipe off spills immediately with a soft cloth. Leather can stain if liquid sits too long. Magnetic closures last longer if you avoid slamming the lid hard. It's a small motion, not a fastball. Plastic boxes are more durable in terms of impact resistance, but can crack if bent or dropped on corners. Store them upright, not stacked under heavy books. Cardboard bulk boxes need the most protection. Keep them sealed away from basements, moisture risk, and attics, temperature swings. A storage box isn't an heirloom, but it's also not disposable. These items earn respect by giving consistent service. If your box accumulates dust on the interior, a soft brush, like a makeup brush or a clean toothbrush, clears it without risk. Avoid vacuum cleaners near open boxes. Static electricity and suction can damage sleeves or lift ink off unlucky cards. Final verdict. The right deck box is invisible until it fails you. The ultimate guard Boulder 100+ is the rational choice for any player with one deck. It's cheap, reliable, and trusted by pros. But if you own multiple decks or a sprawling collection, The M-Lycro 1800 Plus offers leather durability and organization at a price that doesn't require justification. For collectors with 500 plus cards, large organizers like the Kabinka or Gomerod turn storage into a display piece rather than a chore. And if you're drowning in bulk cards, Lazen's corrugated boxes prove that organization doesn't require luxury pricing. Match your box to your collection size and play style, invest in it, and it'll protect your cardboard for years. Frequently asked questions: how many cards fit in a standard deck box? A standard 100 plus deck box holds 100 double-sleeved cards or 150 plus single-sleeved cards. Some boxes are designed for smaller decks, 60 to 80 cards, while larger organizers hold 1,000 plus cards. Always check the box's rating for your specific sleeve configuration, since sleeves add significant bulk. Are deck boxes' magnetic closures better than snap closures? Magnetic closures feel more premium and hold more reliably through repeated opens and closes, but both work well. Magnets last longer and never wear out like snap latches can. For tournament play and frequent access, magnets are worth the extra cost. Can I use the same deck box for MTG, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokémon? Yes, all three games use standard-sized cards, so any deck box holds any of them. The difference is play style. MTG Commander is 100 cards, perfect for compact boxes. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is 40 cards, leaving room for extra decks in one box. And Pokémon players often prefer large organizers by set rather than by deck. But physically, they're interchangeable. What's the difference between single-sleeved and double-sleeved capacity? Double-sleeved cards, inner sleeve plus outer art sleeve, are nearly twice as thick as single-sleeved cards. A box rated for 100 double-sleeved cards usually holds 150 to 200 single-sleeved cards, but the stated capacity is conservative. Always measure your own stack if you're close to the limit. Do I really need foam stoppers? Foam stoppers fill empty space and prevent cards from sliding during transport. They're especially useful if your deck box isn't full or if you're moving multiple decks in one box. Most quality boxes include them. If yours don't, they're cheap, $5.08, and make a noticeable difference in card safety. How do I choose between a compact deck box and a large collection organizer? Compact boxes, $10.20, are for players who carry one or two decks to tournaments or casual play. Large organizers, $45.65, are for collectors protecting 500 plus cards at home. If you play competitively, get a compact box. If you're organizing a collection, get a large organizer. Mid-range boxes, $25.35, bridge the gap for players with 5 to 10 casual decks. Are expensive custom wooden deck boxes worth it? Handcrafted wooden boxes, $50, 150 plus, are investments in aesthetics and durability. They don't protect cards better than leather boxes, but they last decades and look stunning on a shelf. They're for collectors who value the ritual and presentation of their hobby, not for players who need maximum functionality at minimum cost.